This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Just heard a nice recap montage version of the Boston Celtics two-game experience from the weekend. Friday night, a loss to the Cavaliers, and then a nice bounce-back win on Sunday against the Nuggets. WEEI Afternoons here, Nick Fitzy Stevens, Andy Hart, to talk all things Boston sports. Sneaky big sports weekend. A lot going on, a lot of highs, a lot of lows, a lot of fun. And I want to start with Friday night, Fitzy. Actually, I want to start, Fitzy, by telling you, you are quite fortunate because you could have had cynical D-bag Andy show up. You could have had the guy that bitches about traffic and rerouting and accidents. But no. Sun's out, guns out. Spring is coming. So you got optimistic, Andy.
It's crispy outside, though.
But it's still sunny out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like 20 degrees.
Sunny out.
No, but it makes a difference when you can see the sunshine, Steve.
Yes.
Because if it's 75 and ishy outside, then I'm still in a mood. Or,
correct.
You know, things may go down. Give me 28 crisp and just like a nice little a vitamin D, and you get some optimism.
But pause there.
It's a natural organic element.
I could come in bitching about being rerouted off the highway twice and accidents. I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm going to do? Optimistic Andy. Sun's out. Happiness is here. Waze, thank you. My Waze app, thank you. You saved my butt because I've never had this happen before, Fitzy, but it rerouted me. So I'm getting back on 24. And I look and I'm like, yeah, there's no cars to merge into. So I look in the rearview mirror.
Oh, 24, otherwise known as the Autobahn of the
awful.
South Shore.
So I look back. There is just a line of lights, sirens, and no...
It's such a great story.
Totally shut your hole, John McClane. I'm being positive here. It was totally shut down. So literally, people are doing like... You say Autobahn. I was doing... I'm not going to say the exact mileage per hour, but it's against the law.
Does it rhyme with Frady Tive?
Rhymes higher than Frady Five.
Oh, Finty Tive.
And people were blowing by me. It was like everybody realized, well, all the cops and everybody are back at that accident, and there's no one else on the highway coming up on us, so we might as well make up the time we lost while being rerouted through Greater Brockton.
Nice. And when they're responsible.
Andy, whenever I used to go visit my old man, RIP, he was at the Bay Point Skilled Nursing and Rehab Center down in Brockton, and I would come off 93 or 128 or whatever the hell you call it there.
All of
and
those,
pull on
yes.
to pull onto all through all 95, 107. You could make up a couple highways, doesn't matter. And I would go down 24 heading your way and get off in Brockton. And I wouldn't say cook, but I would do a comfortable 70, 75. And I would have to do it from the center or the right lane.
Yep.
Because people absolutely just find out what their fifth gear is capable of on 24. It is a drag strip.
And when there's no traffic, that's what saves me from having a two-hour commute and cuts it down to an hour and a half because everybody's doing 85 miles. officer, I was going with the flow of traffic. I didn't want to slow anybody down, so I'm just going the safe speed of traffic.
I always feel that is a viable explanation whenever you hear a woo.
Knock on wood, I hope I never have to use it, hopefully. Anyway, so I'm optimistic. Waze got me here. Waze, great job. Boston Celtics, Friday. I told you, Fitzy, I was prescient. It doesn't happen very often, so I'm taking a minor victory lap. I told you it was a 30-30 game. It was a 30
both
JV,
of us.
30 Tatum, and it was actually almost a 40-40 game. But that was... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say both of us actually were right on the money, because if we were smart, we would have combined my best bet of the night with your best bet of the night, and we would have been making some money, honey. I told you, going into the game, I believe... Dan Ball told us 26.5 was the point total over under for Donovan Mitchell, who I had told you earlier in the show averages 35.5 against the Celtics over the last 4 years, I believe. He is a Celtic killer, which, of course, proved quite relevant to the game on Friday night as well. So if you were with your 30-30 on Tatum and Brown and me easily smashing the over on 26.5, I mean, the guy had 41. We basically, you're welcome, Massachusetts. The Commonwealth should be very wealthy on this particular day.
And then you got what was, in my opinion, I have CTE, so limited memory, probably my favorite 7-point loss to a rival after leading a game 25-3 in the history of basketball.
This better not be Moral Victory Monday.
No, I mean,
I'm in a good enough mood that I'll tolerate it.
So. No. It was, boy, did you entertain me Monday. That was a ridiculously entertaining basketball game. The way it started, the way the Garden was rocking, then the way it went the other way. Donovan Mitchell is a dog.
He's a legitimate Celtic killer at this point.
Absolutely. But he's also just a dog. Like, that's a guy with the game on the line. Earmuffs, green teamers. Game on the line, and you give me the choice of Tatum or Donovan Mitchell, I'll tell you who I'm taking, and it ain't Tatum. It's Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, so you'd be taking Donovan Mitchell.
Absolutely. Now, I might take JB as well, because I like JB. But JB more of a starter than a finisher these days, and I'm okay with that.
All right, if you had a final shot of the game. Final shot of the game.
Yeah.
Pritchard, Derek White, or Donovan Mitchell?
Donovan
I gave you
Mitchell.
Two guys on our team.
Donovan Mitchell. Yeah.
He's got ice in his veins,
he's man. That damn good, and they split the season series. Obviously, the Cavs are sort of running away with the number one seed, but that's a series that I dream of. Give me that as your Eastern Conference final. 7 games, and I know they won't all be like that, because, again, not sure I've seen a lot of games. So I put up a poll. We usually don't get into it till the second segment, but since I'm already feuding with people on Twitter, we'll get into it a little early. I put up a simple poll, Fitzy. Basically, a measure-your-glass check of Celtics fans coming out of the weekend. Did you take away the fact that they build 20-point leads against really good opponents? Or did you take away they also tend to blow 20-point leads against really good opponents? And everybody was, you never seen an NBA game before? No, I've never seen a game that started 25-3 where the three ended up winning. Like, that was a remarkable start.
The Celtics couldn't have come out any hotter, and I hate to say it, Andy. You can call this game 6 syndrome, not game 4, where they had the lead and could have taken it to 3-1 against the Warriors a couple years ago, a game for which I was in the building. Damn, it still hurts the way the Celtics played at the end of that third and that fourth quarter. But game 6, do you remember? They were up, I think it was like 14-2 on the Warriors in game 6, and that was it. Tatum hit a big 3. It was like, oh, it's... We're going back to the Bay Area. This is going to go 7, and the dog has shown some fight. And then what they did was laid over like dogs, rolled up, and showed everybody their belly, and they ended up getting smoked in that game. I worry about big leads with the Celtics. I'll go back, I want to say, 5 years ago.
First time you watched an NBA game, Fitzy. Oh, no. That's how the league works.
Please, I don't even want to get into it.
These are your people.
No, they're not. They're not. I even texted Curtis Saturday when I was listening to the Mustard and Johnson of a New Generation. Kenan Curtis, and I texted him because he was tearing into Celtics fans a little bit, or giving them the business, and I'm sure the text line was lit up like the Griswold family Christmas tree with anti-Curtis and anti-EEI sentiments. I don't understand why. You tell me, Andy, honestly, full straight up assessment, you know, retruth the hell out of this if you want to. Here, give me the truth social. Was it this way? Like, was every Patriots fan excuse laden? Like, was there no one thing we could accept a criticism for? Was it always, yeah, well, it doesn't matter. Brady will show up in the playoffs. Could you not criticize a single element of anything the Patriots did during the double dynastic run? Because I swear to God, if I stay away from Twitter now during Celtics games. Because if I were to just say something like, man, that was an awesome start, but what a disappointing finish. It would be one retweet, seven likes, and 50 of the nastiest responses you'd ever see. It's unbelievable. Why has this happened?
So, in a serious tone, I do blame you. And I'm being a little bit serious.
Me?
Do blame you and your boy.
Individually, or nope. Is this a me people?
You helped lead you people with Jerry Thornton. I think you two guys quite happily took sort of the crown of the face and the voice and the fan-turned-media guys of Patriot Nation.
Dude, you have any idea how many people I used to get in clapback wars with when I would be mad about a Gostkowski miss, a Belichick call, a big receiver drop? People hated me. Oh, you're urinating down the front of your pants again, Fitzgerald. Why are you such a sissy baby?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, sissy baby. That's not very nice. Actually, that's actually quite nice for Twitter. They go much, much harder than that. But no,
Say what people used to call me.
You guys helped create this monster, and then you lost control of it. Somewhere along the way, this monster of oversensitive Patriot fans. But the flip side, I will tell you, you're correct. Green teamers and Celtics fans are, whatever the factor is of X, more sensitive than Patriots fans.
So it's basically like a mutation. Like, we gave birth to this creature of Boston sports-centric sensitivity, and now it has grown to a point where, instead of being able to call in the National Guard to handle it, like, there are high-level discussions being had at a national level, like, we may have to nuke Boston sportsdom.
Which I find funny, because this just took a turn that I didn't expect coming, but that's why I love
these
live
kind
radio.
Of discussions. Absolutely. They're real fan-centric discussions.
Both of these fan bases became, for lack of a better word,
nightmares.
Bitchy, defensive and bitchy, under coaches who the media worked with in terms of Belichick and Mazzulla, are both coaches that look for the negative even in the positives, right? Like, Belichick was known for, we won 40-7.
I like where this is going. Go ahead.
But I'm
going
to talk about, you missed a sack, you missed a block, you missed a this, you missed, like, that was Belichickian. He wasn't, as he once said, quite honestly, I'm not real big on positive reinforcement. Yet somehow, you people that you led, along with Jerry Thornton,
we were trying to be a different breed, son,
created a fan base that couldn't take criticism, that couldn't take a realistic look at a win or a loss during the dynasty era. And I think the Celtics are the same. Like, I guarantee you, Joe Mazzulla is not happy in just saying, well, you ever see an NBA game? There's runs. I think he's probably saying, guys, Why we blow a 25-3 lead? Like, what happened there with the energy, the effort, the attitude, the play?
Why did Tatum have to yell "Get the f out of here" at them, and then basically incite Garland and Mitchell, right, and everybody else to want to, like, oh really? Well, we'll show you. We happen to be the number one seed in the East for a reason, buddy.
But the bitchy Celtics fan, the green teamer, doesn't want to acknowledge that. Oh, that's just NBA basketball. You can't criticize that. You can't criticize Tatum. You can't.
Better 18 wasn't good enough for you, bro.
Exactly. Well, guess what? It wasn't, because that was last year. And I'm pretty sure Joe Mazzulla aspires for banner 19.
Did you just call him Show Mazzulla?
I'm fired up here because you brought Shohei me down Mizzou- a road that I do think is accurate. This comparison between Patriots fans during the success, not now, different world now for the Patriots, Patriots fans during the success, and Celtics fans during the success, and how they handle it, how they handle criticism. And we know the cesspool that is social media that evolved and grew over the second half of the Patriots dynasty, and certainly now for what everybody hopes is a Celtics dynasty. But I'm sorry, to look at these two games against what are a team we hope you face in the Eastern Conference Finals, and then a team that you could face in the NBA Finals. We talked about it on Friday. You got a four-game stretch coming up here. You're now 1-1 through the first two. I think 2-2 is fine through this four-game stretch against would-be championship contenders that could be in your way. And, oh, by the way, this year, have their star players healthy right now at the very least?
Big difference from last year, by the way.
Oh, don't say that to green teamers. But all easy.
That is what...
Fitzy, I thought you were one of us. Now you joined that hot-ass hot on the radio and you got to be a jackass.
Yeah, we got a seat for you over at the worst bar because the greatest bar has no room for you guys.
You're kicked out of the club. You've been kicked out of the club.
You know what?
You're not cool enough for their turtle club.
What I've done for Boston sports in general and especially Pat's Nation isn't good enough. That's fine. I'll take my empty Narragansetts and go home. Andy, this is what exactly why this weekend was so fascinating with the Celtics. And it was such an amazing weekend. Again, we keep getting... This is the second or third week in a row we had another sneaky big sports weekend and Boston sports weekend overall when this is supposed to be the dead time. I'm more interested in a lot of the conversations, threads and veins that are coming out of right now as opposed to like, oh man, 20 NFL games, the Patriots, this, that, and the other to discuss. Like, no, this is really when the cards get played, people reveal themselves to be who we think they are. And I found this weekend to be fascinating. Before we even get into the cornucopia, the treasure trove of football we have to discuss all week long, I found this weekend to be fascinating for the Celtics because they were front runners on Friday night. And yes, I understand they're without Drew Holiday. They didn't have Porzingis in either game, but you can't have it both ways. If you're good enough to be up by 22 against the best team in the league without them, you should be good enough to hold that 22-point lead. And then when you blow that lead against that team, you can't say, well, we didn't have Holiday and Porzingis. Well, you were good enough to be up double digits early, smoke them, and almost want to run them out of the building. At the same time, it was really exciting to see the Celtics hold on Sunday when they almost blew another lead. And to borrow from our friend Al Horford, ainda estou aqui. I am still here. That's what he put on IG after the game.
Oh, nice.
It was great. It was great to see Derek White come up in the clutch, Al Horford come up in the clutch against a Nuggets team. Remember when they beat them earlier this year on the road, Andy? There was no Jokic.
Right.
Now you had the Nuggets more full cap.
And Jokic was good.
Yeah. He's honest. Does anyone put up an easier triple-double than this guy? It's unbelievable.
No. That's why he's the best basketball player on the planet. But looking at this in totality, first of all, let's go back to Friday night for one more minute. Friday night. You know the old coach's cliche, you can't win a basketball game or a football game in the first quarter, but you can lose it? Mm-hmm. I think this disproved that. I think the Cavs did everything they could to try to lose that basketball game in the first quarter. When you go down 25-3, that is well on your way to losing, and they didn't. They came back, but it did prove to the Celtics, who I do think are, I don't file this under play with your food. You know how people have used that phrase to describe them over the years when they get these big leads against lesser teams?
Yeah, and also futz around and find out. Yep.
Right, but this, to me, this doesn't fall under that. You shouldn't have that be an issue against the Cavs. The Cavs are six games ahead of you in the standings. Whatever it is, they're going to be the number one seed. You're going to have to play in their building if you go on a seven-game series, all of that. So you shouldn't be playing with your food there.
I'm already getting sweaty Memorial Day palms, by the way, Andy. I have a feeling you and I are going to be doing shows around one of your favorite holidays. Like, I don't know how I'm going to sleep tonight.
But I'm going to be entertained as all hell. And you know, for me, that's where it starts. Do I want them to compete for Banner 19? Absolutely. But if you can give me that kind of entertainment value, the way those two teams slugged it out, this was like one of those fake fights in a boxing movie, Rocky or Creed or whatever, where it would almost impossible to have in real life because both guys would be knocked out in like the second round.
Oh, it's the fight at the end of Rocky 3, the watercolor painting.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what this was. And it was just slugging it out. Three. Oh, I'll hit your three. And the stars, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown doing their parts as, you know, the lead role guys. This was as excited in a loss as I've been maybe ever. And I know that's maybe too soft for some people or green teamy for others. I'm just being real to you.
It's a great barometer because you played differently than you have by getting out to that big lead. Then you couldn't hold it, but you slugged back. Your star, who you've been trying to prod into having Mamba-like moments, played his ass off and almost put up a 50-burger in defeat, no less. And it wasn't just because it was a Tatum night, not a Jaylen night. Jaylen goes for 37 as well. The supporting cast kind of sagged a little bit when you needed him. But yes, you can point to the fact that if you have another game like that, hopefully with Mallet Finger McGee and the Zinger back, you may be able to actually overcome those Cavs. And everybody, of course, we'll discuss the teams in the other conferences. The show progresses as well. And I think we may have to add a third team now, Andy, to teams out west with the Celtics that should probably start worrying about. And there's going to be a big primetime game coming up against them real soon. But there's a lot to learn from both of these games. And just chalk it up to great weekend for this. Great weekend to be a basketball fan in Boston. How about that?
617-779-7937. Fitzy's right. It was a great weekend for green teamers, basketball fans. It wasn't two great wins. There was a strange loss in there, an entertaining loss. So what was your takeaway, green teamers? Are you more focused on the fact that two of the best teams in the NBA came to Boston and your team led both games by 20-plus points at some point and did split the games, got a victory out of one of them? Or are you a little more negative, maybe a little more cynical, maybe a little more old school? Are you worried about the blowing of leads, the blowing of 20-point leads against good basketball teams, maybe the inability to put away good basketball teams, something that could become an issue on the horizon of the NBA playoffs? We'll talk about that next. We'll give you the poll results, which are swayed in a direction I didn't necessarily expect when I posted this poll today. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, for the first time today, the first time this week, the great Dan Ball and his great trending.